Good morning, and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to you, Melanie Storl.
Thank you very much for having me.
Melanie, you've got a big job you're going on here, and Wings of Hope is trying to help out some young families. So tell us about this diaper drive.
The Wings of Hope diaper drive was actually an idea that me and my son, who is now 15, came up with a couple years ago. I remember when my children were young, I was a single parent, and there were no programs out there that helped with diapers, which is something you have to have when you have babies. And I had three young ones in diapers at the same time for a while there. So I knew it was needed. The community I lived in at the time didn't offer anything like that. So 2 years ago, we started it. It was the first year. We did have a goal of 500. We were very shy of that. Short of that, we had about, I believe, 75 packages that year. And the next year, honestly, we got a little bummed. So we didn't do it the year after that. And then he mentioned, let's just try it again. We gave it a name, Wings of Hope. And
Wings of Hope, I think that's a really inspiring name. So your son helped you to come up with that?
Yes. And Hope actually stands for healing, outreach, productivity, and enrichment. Each thing has a definition to us, and it's not just about diapers. It's about overall giving. We did it around Christmas because I wanted my children to – I have four boys, and I wanted them to feel what it was like to give something back instead of just asking for stuff and get take. Mm-hmm. I wanted them to be able to give something. And the way my oldest son's eyes lit up. He was so proud that first year when we gave our first big donation.
Yes. So, and how do you give them away? I mean, we're going to talk more about collecting, but if after you've collected them, how do you give them to folks who need them?
I have recipients who I have contacted from the years before, and I give them three specific dates, and if we have enough diapers, I will bring what I have. I'll divide them up three ways because right now there's three recipients, and I'll bring what I have to those recipients. This year, I started doing anonymous people who needed diapers but didn't want to go through a program can request them directly through me, and I will deliver to their homes, which I have. A few people have called in for that.
And you're working with a couple of agencies here. I noticed Parents as Teachers is one of the groups you've been working with.
Yes, they've been great. They've been great. Very appreciative. We give what we can to them. We also distributed some to the Angel Tree at the Methodist Church across from the courthouse here in Atlantic. Cass County Memorial Hospital Nursery is on the list. Unfortunately, we have not had enough to be able to donate any to them. They need newborn sizes to send home with new moms that might need the help. And we just haven't had enough this year yet to give. So
you're just continuing this.
Yes.
You kind of had set a date kind of at the end of the year, kind of related to Christmas and so on. But, hey, diapers are needed all the time.
Exactly. Well, when we spoke on the phone, you know, and I know that, I just thought if I have these boxes out all year round, people might grow so accustomed to seeing them. When Christmas comes around, it's not as special. Mm-hmm. And I thought maybe during the giving season it would take off better. Mm-hmm. We have extended it till January 31st.
So, you know, diapers, it's not something, unless you have a baby, you're not going to go to the store and shop for those. So we really need to remind people that if they'd like to help out some young families, you need to do something you're not used to doing.
Exactly. And I had a lady on Facebook said, you know, when my children are younger, we use cloth diapers.
Right.
And I thought, that's not a bad idea. So we are accepting cloth diapers as well. There's nothing wrong with using them. It's economical. It's cost efficient. And
takes a little more work.
It does. It does. You need them, you need them, and you'll use them.
Right. And, and some people really want to use the cloth diapers related to environmental concerns and so on.
Well, and I think they've come a long way since, you know, my mom used cloth diapers with me, and they've changed the materials, and there's difference, you know, they're different than what they were 30 years ago.
Now, you mentioned, for those of us who haven't shopped for diapers for a long time, you mentioned there are a number of sizes. If you want to specifically give to those with brand new babies, you need to look at that size.
That's correct.
And how many different sizes are there?
Six. And then newborns. They go newborn all the way up to size six, and then, of course, into pull-ups. I haven't really had any requests for pull-ups. But the newborn size, we have only had maybe one or two packages of newborn, mm-hmm. and that's what the nursery needs, of course, is the newborn sizes. Right.
So for folks who have not stopped in that aisle where the diapers are, they may want to, it could be a new experience, right?
Well, yeah, it could. If you don't have kids or if you've never purchased disposable diapers, because when you were raising kids, maybe you use cloth diapers, mm-hmm. you have no idea what you're even looking at.
Yeah, so. No, it's different brands mm-hmm. and different, and you know, I'm sure some of us have seen advertisements on TV, all those cute little babies, you know, yeah, they do yeah. all these advertisements. But if you don't need them, you don't probably pay much attention to that, except that it's exactly. cute little kid doing the advertising.
Yeah.
So you mentioned drop-off sites. Where can they drop them off?
They can drop them off at Hy-Vee. There's a box up front by the deli and also a box in the back near customer service. There's a Fairway has a box by their exit door, and the YMCA has a box there. Wendy at the Sweet Joy Coffee Shop is also going to be accepting diapers. And starting February 1st, she's also going to be starting to collect diaper bags.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to start to transition into a diaper bag program okay. where we will collect everything a mother needs or a mother and father need to bring their babies home from the hospital. Mm-hmm. The bare essentials all in a diaper bag. Mm-hmm.
Could you didn't mention that the hospital is not a drop-off site, or it is? I mean, if you
no,
want
the hospital is okay. not a drop-off site.
Okay, so we need to take them to one
yes.
of these other sites.
They have been helpful as far as sending out emails to staff members, encouraging them, you know, to mm-hmm. to help participate in the program. But you cannot. I will give them some of the
right.
diapers, but there's no box there.
Right.
No.
Okay. Now, if we went to Hy-Vee, Fairway, why? What's this box look like? What do we need to look for?
Well, Brenda at the Can Redemption Center here in Atlantic donated the boxes. They're the tall, skinny Can Redemption size boxes. Me and my children gift wrapped them. They're very, very beautiful boxes.
And it says Wings of Hope
mm-hmm.
on it.
It says Wings of Hope Diaper Drive. It has my contact information on there, a cell phone and an email. It doesn't really have a brief on the program. I have lots of flyers. It's been in the newspaper. So if anybody needs more information, they can look it up on Facebook
okay.
as well.
Okay. Something that every family with children needs are diapers, and you're trying to help get that need filled. So do you want to give a phone number, Melanie, if somebody has a
yes,
question?
Yes, definitely. My phone number is 712-249-2492. Or like I said, they can find me on Facebook. My name is Melanie Storrell, and Wings of Hope Diaper Drive. We have a group on there that they
okay.
can join
okay.
for more information along with photos and updates.
Okay, so let's think about helping out these young families. We want to thank you very much, Melanie, for coming in today and visiting with us about the Wings of Hope Diaper Drive, and best wishes to you as that moves forward.
Thank you. Thank you.
Till next time, let's think of others as we move into the new year.